Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, through that. Wow. Aaron Alexis heard voices, the shooter. Man, he's got to be crazy. Is there some sort of correlation? Is there some sort of tie to maybe the pharmaceutical companies? I don't know. We're going to have to figure that much out, aren't we? Yeah. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. And, of course, all of you that listen to voices in your head. And or if you have some sort of microwave vibration or microwavable vibrations coming into your body, transmitting messages to your body so you'll act out some sort of crime. Some people will say this is just ludicrous. This is way out there. Is it? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show, the Sons of Liberty. Brad, I just wanted to let you know that you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I just uploaded some information, new column that came out on News with Views just last night, actually this morning. That, again, is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go to my personal website on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one a fan page and one a personal page. So like us, if you would. Folks, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my little princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Yes.
Yes, and we've gotten some good responses this week. You know, I've talked a lot about that Church Militant article.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, hit the bullseye right on the nose, if you want to say. But I've got a response here from the DC.
Well, if it was a bullseye, it would be right on the eye, right?
On the eye. I was thinking head, but yeah, I don't know if nose or head.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
The bullseye on the eye or on the head?
Okay.
Okay, duly corrected here.
Okay.
All right, so the D.C. Clothesline, the Church Militant article, we had an interesting response from Paula. She said, it's a wonderful article. Thank you. I've been telling my, now this is kind of interesting how she puts it, my dyed-in-the-wool United Methodist parents that for years. She said none of the ministers in that particular church want to deal with, quote, all that for fear of losing membership.
Of course.
Yeah, she says my father.
Donors.
Exactly.
Yes.
She says my father does blame all those, quote, stupid Christians for this mess, which.
To lack of Christianity.
That's right. John Adams said the church is the moral compass of society.
Amen.
And also, she said, I argue with him that those who voted for the party of abortion, et cetera, are not Christians.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you call yourself a Christian or not.
Well, they're sheep and they're goats.
That's exactly right.
Bah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, we also had another response from, you know, the change.org. You mentioned this on the program yesterday, trying to sign a petition about us getting kicked out of the state.
My ministry is a violent hate group, and it's interesting, friends. What I'm going to do tomorrow is going to be national news again. This will be coming out on WorldNet Daily and such other outlets across this country, exposing change.org for who they are. They're a George Soros outlet, and they support organizations, namely homosexual communities, that don't want you to know exactly what they're about. So what they do is they actually pull your hair, smack your face, and then they cry victim. And when in fact, when you do your homework, you'll find out that they're the ones actually guilty of perpetuating the crimes that they're blaming you for.
That's exactly
That'll be
right.
out tomorrow.
Yep, and like you've said so many times, since when does hate ever tell the truth?
That's right.
And we're seeking the redemption of those that are in sin in all walks of life.
Amen.
And
but that's up to them.
Exactly.
Yes.
So our job is to give them the truth, and what they do is between them and God and the choices they make.
Amen.
Now, one person commented on this. He said, hate groups are those that that promote sexual deviancy and promote it through the media and give the special rights that God never intended. This is a Christian and a Christian-only nation. So hate groups are the exact opposite of what we are promoting and what we are giving forth, which is the truth. Another quick comment about this militant, church militant article. This is on Western Journalism.
Okay, so we're away from... Change.org now.
Change.org now. We're switching up gears, going back to, I suppose I could have done them at the same time, but this one says, the cross is an offense and should be boldly preached in times of peace, prosperity, and growing persecution. It has not been preached boldly, accurately, or consistently.
Of course.
Yep. And that, my friends, has enabled moral relativism and secular humanism to get a foothold.
That's right.
Exactly. And he says, even now we are trying to make apologies. Jesus is coming and he's not pleased. No apologies.
Yeah.
We shouldn't go into the world apologizing.
We should be preaching in such a way, my friends, that either they're going to hate their sin or those are going to come to hate you. There is no between. They're either going to get angry with you or they're going to get saved. There is no in between. Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword and he brought variance. And truth does just that. It divides, regardless if you like it or not.
Exactly. I talked with a man once. He said, well, if you haven't upset anyone while you've been preaching, then you haven't been preaching.
That's right.
That's true. Like you just said, they're going to...
Yeah. Truth demands a response. And let me ask you something. When did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Love does that.
That's right.
Amen.
Now we're switching gears. We are excited to be doing our Liberty Week out in North Carolina, which is exciting. Bradley's going to be doing a drum clinic, which is something new at the Truth for a New Generation out there in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm going to rock the house literally all by myself.
Literally all by yourself.
With my sticks. I get to get angry at my cymbals for a while.
That's right. You're speaking at a couple of panels out there as well. We've also got the Gastonia Tea Party, which is out there on the 26th in Gaston County. And we've got some events in Rockingham. You're going to be speaking at some churches.
I love the name.
Oh, yeah, Rockingham. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Kind of like a boat rocker, you know?
That's right. You're going to be at the Outreach for Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, if I could list off all these different things, there's a bunch of different things. But you're going to be speaking at a bunch of different churches out there in Rockingham, whereas Richmond Community College, schools, churches, you name it, out there in Liberty Week. Go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook, and that gives you more information.
What was this one event that we're going to be doing? Jesus, what does it say?
Oh, it says Outreach for Jesus.
Should I wear my shirt that I have come to offend?
Maybe.
I think that's
that might take us back a little bit.
Well, that's what I think is going to come down to, because when you start seeing those, you know, these people that wear the little "What Would Jesus Do" bracelets.
That's right.
Oh, it's like I'm going to get some attitude here today.
You know, it's kind of like those guys that put.
It's not what would Jesus do. It's what is Jesus doing? Is what it should.
That's
say.
That's right. And you know, these churches are stepping up to the plate to bring us in. So I think it's going to be a great week. You know,
cool.
And they want the truth, and this is going to be an exciting event. Going back to what you were saying about the "What Would Jesus Do," you know, it's kind of like interesting how these people who have bad boy stickers on the back of their truck. You know, if you're really a bad boy, you don't have to advertise it. People will just
know. And then you go up and you drive right next to them and you look up at them and they got this, their head shaved and they got the piercing in the left ear. And sometimes they got the bull ring going through their nose, and it's like you start to talk to him, and it's like, okay, hey, dude, I just wanted to talk to you really quick. And he turns around and he says, yes, how may I help you?
That's right.
They're just a bunch of big teddy bears.
Sweethearts.
Yes.
Yeah, with like a 2-foot-long goatee.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That gets into their soup and in their cereal in the morning, and they got to pick out the food the rest of the day.
Hopefully they're not cooking food at some restaurant.
That's food for thought.
Oh, that's
no
a
pun
good
intended.
One. I like
folks,
that.
You got Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to call in, now is the time. 1-877-807-9977. Thank you, my little princess.
Sure, no problem. Anytime.
All right, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come right back and talk about those little voices that some people hear in their heads.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It sounds like he got his coffee this morning. 1-877-807-9977. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Now, I'm going to bring the correlation about with Alexis, Mr. Aaron Alexis, the shooter at that Navy military, well, yard in D.C. is what they called it. But I want you to listen carefully. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. That was Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, founding member, Royal College of General Practitioners. Folks, I'm going to take you back about 8 months because one of the most celebrated battle rifle manufacturers, John Noveski, mysteriously died in a car crash in southern Oregon days after posting his Facebook about the link between the psychotropic drugs and shootings. No surprise here. We just found out Aaron Alexis was on antidepressants, we're told. We're told that he was hearing voices. We're told that he believed that he was receiving signals into his body. Pretty weird, yeah? Question mark. But back to John Noveski. He's one of the few prominent Second Amendment supporters to die in the month of January under mysterious circumstances. And less than a week before he died, Noveski ended his Facebook post with, speaking of the school shooter from Sandy Hook, Adam Peter Lanza, he put the post on his Facebook, John Noveski did, "What drugs was school shooter Adam Peter Lanza on?" This was his last post. So respectfully, where John left off, I'll take over and give the American people the answers John and the American people are looking for. Folks, there's been a dramatic rise in the sale of antidepressants in the past decade alone. And according to the IMS, health sales of antidepressants in the United States surpassed $11 billion in 2010. Antidepressants are one of the most commonly prescribed drug classes, and 4 out of 5 physicians prescribing antidepressants are not even psychiatrists. They aren't. They're not psychiatrists. And the drugs are increasingly being given for non-psychiatric uses. This dramatic increase in usage could possibly be in direct connection to the controversial teen screen survey given to children as young as 9 years old in public schools, friends. Teen screen has been responsible for policing the mental health of students over the past decade. Just hang on with me. More and more public schools have brought in the manipulative survey for children, setting them up for a prescription. For example, one of the questions asked is, has there ever been a time when you felt you couldn't, well, do anything well, or that you weren't as good looking or as smart as other people? As they put a picture of Elvis Presley in front of you, I'm totally playing. But folks, who hasn't felt that way at some time or another in their life? I'm not as good looking as this guy, or I'm not as smart as that person. They're setting these kids up, these students up for the fall to put them on antidepressants. Another question through Teen Screen is this: in the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? Folks, I feel that way every day of my life. Does that mean I should be on an antidepressant? Well, this is how they're setting up students in public schools to be prescribed dangerous psychotropic antidepressants. I'm going to bring this about with Aaron Alexis. Just give me a minute. Nearly 20% of students who take the survey are then labeled mentally ill, which leads to a prescription. Now, and don't forget about the doctors getting a kickback, friends. This process is being sold as suicide prevention. However, the United States Preventive Services Task Force found no evidence that screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts. In past generations, parents would train their children in the way that they should go, using the rod of correction, Proverbs 22, to drive foolishness from the hearts of their children, while the pharmaceutical companies compete for the position contrary to that which God commanded. So in the meantime, pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a day, while American students are used as political medical guinea pigs. Now, note, most Americans don't even realize that Obama is attempting to deputize the medical industry to screen the mental health of every American. Folks, that's why you're hearing the correlation. Every time they talk about a shooter, they instantly bring up the fact that they were mentally ill. It's the same thing that's happening to our military when they come back serving in foreign wars. Unconstitutional for the most part. You know, the military is good enough to fight for their agenda, but when they come back and they defend their country against their illegal agendas, all of a sudden they consider them mentally ill, and they say, we need to remove guns from them. Let's put them on some antidepressants. Have you ever taken the time to read the antidepressant black box warnings, friends? Because you'll see right on the boxes of the dangerous psychotropic antidepressants, which used to be illegal drugs in the 50s, you'll see the side effects right on the back of the box. You ready for this? Some of the side effects, and I'm going to bring the correlation about with Aaron Alexis, the shooter, at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., who they said was mentally ill, and they found him to be on, guess what, antidepressants. They're selling these people drugs, they're prescribing them, they're setting them up for the fall, then they're prescribing them to be put on these dangerous antidepressants. But have you taken the time to read the black box, friends? When you turn the black box around, you begin to see the side effects of these dangerous antidepressants. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. The antidepressants are causing these side effects, friends. Did they have these sort of side effects before they took these dangerous psychotropic drugs? Absolutely not. So what drugs was Adam Peter Lanza on, the school shooter, the supposed school shooter for Sandy Hook? Louise Tambisisco, a family friend of the shooter and his mother, told the CBS News program 60 Minutes that Lanza was on the medication and everything, she said. I knew he was on medication, but that's all I know. Another case is James Holmes, the Aurora Batman shooter. Reporting on the newly reported court papers, the Denver Post stated that the police removed 4 prescription bottles and immunization records from Holmes's apartment days after the shooting. During the trial, the names of the medications were redacted for privacy reasons. In other words, the judges were protecting the pharmaceutical companies. folks, the studies are alarming, linking to antidepressant school shootings. Friends, they are alarming. Here, as a matter of fact, let me give you a little list that you probably never heard of before. Give you a little history that you probably never heard a peep about. And it talks about all of these school shooters and the correlation between them and dangerous antidepressant drugs. The information is second to none. Here, let me do this, friends. One of the things that they had said about, just hold on with me here for a second. I want you to also see that this individual, an individual such as Eric Harrison, Dylan Klebold, the ones that shot at the school in Columbine, the games that they were playing, because they're saying that Aaron Alexis also loved playing violent video games. And what I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to begin to highlight, for example, do you know that they got a new video game out? And by the way, the Supreme Court said this is free speech. It's free speech to teach kids how to commit the crime. As the politicians are right there to try to take away your guns as they teach them how to commit the crime. Columbine, this game asks players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmates and teachers. When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes of occupation such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. And once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. Folks, this video game is called Columbine Massacre. It's a game that kids play. And once they die, those that play the game, they find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating them for victories. Oh, but there's not a spiritual battle going on. There's no spiritual warfare taking place. It's a figment of your imagination. Is it? Then why do they always make reference to devils, demons, and Satan, friends? Because he's at war with my father. And I just want to let those know. My daddy already beat him on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. His back was broken. He's a defeated foe. I serve the King of Kings and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you some more details concerning these violent games that the Supreme Court says are free speech. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates.
What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, you feel safe online getting emails in, texts, Facebooks, and the such. Love to hear from you. If you'd like to do a little homework on the dangers of the psychotropic drugs, the antidepressants that we're talking about right now, please search out Ann Blake Tracy. Ann Blake Tracy, she is a professional. She's also sat in the court cases concerning Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, and she also witnessed how the courts were trying to cover up the pharmaceutical companies in these crimes against humanity. And it's interesting, no surprise to me, of course, and no surprise to those that are paying attention to what's going on with the pharmaceutical companies, but both of those young men that shot up that school were not only playing dangerous or were on dangerous antidepressants, but they were also lovers of violent video games, just like this shooter, Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter in D.C. Same exact scenario, friends. Mentally ill on antidepressants, and he loved violent video games. Look at the correlation. It's fuel to the fire, friends. I just described the game to you called Columbine Massacre right before the break here. The game that Eric Harris was playing, one of the shooters at Columbine High School, was called Doom 2. The player takes the role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of hell to contain. Here's hell again, friends. He fights a bloody battle with the demons on Earth after a previous battle with them in hell. The game concludes with a battle in which the player must fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from lesser demons which spawn indefinitely. See, they didn't talk about the Supreme Court saying that it was a permissible objective to teach the kids the Ten Commandments. They said, no, it's not permissible to teach the kids thou shalt not kill. So when kids walk into a public school and shoot 13 of their friends and one teacher, America stands back and says, oh, what's the problem? And then you have the Clintons back in the 90s concerning Columbine going for what? The gun control. Well, we had 300 SWAT team members with Glocks, machine guns, tanks were involved. And you know, there was 300 SWAT team members that sat back and watched supposedly two kids inside of that school shoot up all those young students. Now, I'm not trying to be a hard guy, friends, but I'm going to get a little personal with you, okay? If my 5 kids were inside of that public school, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have needed a gun because daddy would have broke inside of that school and would have got his kids and your kids out regardless if the police thought it was okay for me to do that or not. We had 300 SWAT team members outside of that school armed to the hilt, and they would not go into that public school. You want to know why? You know what they said, friends? They said they didn't know what they were up against. I thought this was the home of the brave. We wonder why the kids are doing what they're doing today, because they're being subjected to everything and they're being protected from nothing. I just described Doom 2 to you, the game that Eric Harris was playing. Why did they kill? Why did Aaron Alexis kill? There's another game called Grand Theft Auto. The Grand Theft Auto games include constant graphic violence and sexual situations. In past versions, players could reenact having sex with a prostitute, beating her bloody, taking her money, and running her over with a car, shooting at police officers, and by using a code easily accessible on the main internet sites, having a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio commentary. Why do young people rape? Why do they kill? Why do they steal? Because now it's permissible through Hollywood to teach them how to commit the crime, saith the Supreme Court Justice, which, by the way, in strong contrast and contradiction to those black-robed tyrants, for the most part, right above their head is Moses and the Ten Commandments that stands as a witness against them and the crimes that they advocate, like it or not. What, like, thou shalt not kill? That's not permissible. Thou shalt not steal? That's not permissible. I don't need to ask them who their daddy is, friends, because it says in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Another game, JFK Reloaded. Friends, you ready for this one? The player assumes the view of supposed lone shooter Lee Harvey Oswald on the sixth floor of the Texas Book Depository. As the motorcade drives through the Dealey Plaza, the player can do whatever he or she pleases, whether to shoot the president or the people around him. The game makers hosted a competition. The goal was to attempt to replicate the assassination as closely as possible. On February 22, 2005, Stephanie Krupa, a user living in France named Major Koenig, named after Erwin Koenig, a famous sniper, won the competition prize of $10,712 to shoot John F. Kennedy's head off. Yes, these are games, friends, that kids are playing around the world. But it's free speech. No, it is not. God did not give us the right to break the law, friends. Another game, Manhunt. Player survives the scene's levels by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters, occasionally with firearms, but primarily by stealthily executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. The rating at the end of each level is largely affected by the gruesomeness of the killings and the speed of completion. Speaking of games that kids play, shooters play, and add fuel to the fire, put them on antidepressants. The game Manhunt, executions are preferred in order to gain a higher score, thus encouraging players to play as viscerally as possible. The player uses a wide variety of weapons, ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in the game. If the player is running out of health, painkillers can be found with replenish health. Folks, they replenish health. Drugs. The player can now strike walls or throw items such as bottles, cans, bricks, and severed heads to make noise to distract hunters. These are games that kids play, and the Supreme Court said it's free speech. Another game is called Operation Pedo Priest. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that cute? You play the role of a cardinal in the Catholic Church who commits the sin of lust and molests children. The goal is to be sure not to get caught when committing the sin and making sure the eunuchs, which work as your silencers, intimidate any witnesses from reporting you to authorities. If worse comes to worse and you get caught, you can then get a helicopter rescue, which takes you to the Vatican so you don't have to be punished by state law, because God only is your judge. And let me tell you what, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. You're exactly right. But these are games that kids play in the Supreme Court of the United States of America, contrary to the constitutional republic and common law in which we are based. Says it's free speech for your kids to go ahead and play. Really? Interesting. I wonder if their kids... It kind of reminds me a little bit of, if I can take you off track, but telling you the same thing. I remember Madonna. You all know who Madonna is. She sings to kids. She says, hell ain't a bad place to be. Takes off her clothes for the world to see. And then when she was asked on Larry King Live, she was asked, so what is your child? After Madonna had a little girl, Larry King asked her the question, so Madonna, what does your daughter watch on TV? She said, are you kidding me? My daughter's not allowed to watch that garbage. No, of course not. It reminds me of these Rosie O'Donnells, you know, after Columbine. Back in the 90s, 1999. Hitler's birthday, by the way. Isn't that interesting? Remember Rosie O'Donnell stuck her nose inside of the whole gun debate issue, and she said if anybody owns a gun, they need to go to prison? Wasn't it interesting that they found out that Rosie O'Donnell's bodyguard just applied for a permit, which protects her? Well, I say this to Rosie O'Donnell, if you're listening to me, my friend, that listen... Blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. It's true. But folks, do you see the mentality here? Do as I say, but don't do as I do. The Supreme Court says this is free speech. This is not free speech. This is educating a younger generation as to how to commit the crimes towards God's creatures. These are also the people that advocate abortion. They are also the people that advocate everything under Obamacare unlawfully and unconstitutionally. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Read it when you get some time. Folks, I want to bring this home to you to understand this is dangerous stuff. This is way across the line. By the way, you can also blame the Bushes for opening the floodgates into America concerning the pharmaceutical companies. Daddy Bush is responsible for opening the doors on your young people concerning the pharmaceutical companies. He played a large part, a large role. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Again, friends, if you'd like to do some homework on this, go to Ann Blake Tracy, Ann Blake Tracy online. And folks, what I'm going to do when I come back, I'm going to start to, and tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about gun control, because that's what it's leading up to again. But when I come back after this break, I'm going to start going to school shooting after school shooting after school shooting, and I'm going to show you what kind of drugs these kids were on. Surprise, surprise. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talking about dangerous antidepressants, psychotropic drugs, talking about violent video games that these kids are playing. Matter of fact, Aaron Alexis, Navy Yard shooter, used to play from noon till 4 in the morning dangerous and violent video games, as was he on dangerous antidepressants. Now, I'm going to take you back just a little bit, and I want you to understand that there's always road rage, school shootings, mall shootings. There's always a correlation. The state-run media just doesn't want you to know about it because they're protecting the pharmaceutical companies. For example, Kip Kinkle, age 14. Listen to the heinousness of these crimes, friends. I mean, they're unthinkable. They're demonic thoughts acted out. Kip Kinkle, age 14, killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. Guess what, friends? He was prescribed Prozac. Jeff Weiss, age... Oh, by the way, this is why I am in ministry. This is... Me and my wife were married right after Columbine, and we immediately went to the high schools to address, to love on them young people who are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. See, God calls us into the battle, friends. He doesn't tell us to tuck tail because of your feelings. No, he said, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. And guess where he goes? He goes right into the enemy's camp. And the enemy are not the kids. The enemies are not the students. In most cases, it's a small minority of the teachers. Jeff Weiss, age 17, from Red Lake, Minnesota, killed 9 people, and then himself, he killed his grandpa, who is the sheriff, up in Red Lake. By the way, I did that high school. I did that high school assembly. When I did that high school assembly, there were some of the teachers that were there when Jeff walked in and shot up the school. Jeff Weiss, age 17, Red Lake, Minnesota, killed 9 people and then himself, he was on Prozac. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. TJ Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded 6 at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. He was on Ritalin. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his grandparents at close range, and then he set their house on fire. He was on Zoloft. You didn't hear about this, did you, friends? No, of course you didn't. Of course you didn't. Because the courts are paid to shut their mouth about what the pharmaceuticals are responsible for. These used to be dangerous psychotropic drugs, street drugs back in the 50s. Somehow, they passed the muster. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded two teachers and three students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Bet you didn't hear about that, did you? Nope, you didn't. Corey Badsgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at his high school in Washington State. He was on Effexor. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac. Did you hear about that? Nope. Guess what Aaron Alexis was on yesterday or the day before, my friends? Dangerous drugs. The shooter's playing dangerous, violent video games. There's a guy in Stillwater Prison in Minnesota here. He now spends the rest of his life in prison. I went and visited him so I could know firsthand what took place. He shot his wife 21 times, friends. Bradley Voorhees in Stillwater, Minnesota, shot his wife 21 times. He told me to my face, friends, Bradley, I didn't know what I was doing. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled. What about Virginia Tech Cho Sung Hyo, who went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people on that college campus, by the way? Unarmed, gun-free zone, college campus. Did you know that he was on Prozac? Folks, the pharmaceutical companies themselves even came to terms with it, because when you see the antidepressant packages, there is black box warnings stating the dangers of antidepressants, as I had said earlier. Marc-André Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. That's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make sure that the drugs are safe. It's about the money, friends. It's not about the patients. It's not about care. Folks, the medical industry in this country is based off of making sure you have the mindset that you're sick and you have a need for them. Well, let me just tell you this. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So if you're a sinner, he came to save you. Remember, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Folks, they're trying to take the place of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Forget this not. And the way that you know what your sin is you read the moral law of God, Exodus 20. Sin is the violation of God's law. It's the transgression of God's law, 1 John. So we see that they spent more time on promotions than they did research to see if the drugs were safe. I just got done reading, friends. School shooters, murderers. 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% on the research and development, and this was in 2004. How much more now? The side effects of these drugs again, friends. It's not tedious for me to go over these things with you. It's important. Confusion. Depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Folks, again, do some homework on Ann Blake Tracy. She is the professional here. And tomorrow what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about gun control because, again, that's what they're resurrecting immediately as they're arming your enemies. We got Chris calling from I don't know where. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley. It's me, Chris from Florida.
Oh,
you know, I'm real passionate
yes.
About this whole drugging of our society because I wouldn't say I'm a victim to it, but, you know, I participated in it and everything. I was on every antidepressant, every anti-anxiety, antipsychotic as a kid all through high school, and I did more damage than you could ever imagine. I'm still recovering from it now. But in the Bible, in the Revelations 18:23, says the nations were deceived from their sorcery or by their sorcery. And sorcery translates directly into pharmakia.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, I got that from you guys.
I was going to say, that sounds familiar, brother, from another mother. But you're exactly right. Isn't it interesting? Because right after this shooter, Aaron Alexis, was identified the other day. First thing I said to my family, rest assured, he's on antidepressants. And folks, almost without fail, they are found to be on antidepressants. But you never hear that they are on antidepressants. They want you to think that they're just some Looney Tune that just cracked one day and just went out there and he did the deed. No! Aaron Alexis was on dangerous antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs, as was he sitting there playing for our multitude. Listen, folks, hour after hour, from noon till 4 in the morning, playing dangerous and violent video games. And he's on antidepressants. That's fuel to the fire. Why are these things happening? Open your eyes, my friends. Chris, I'll let you have the last word.
Yeah, it's not even to mention the kid that held up the school in Georgia, I believe it was.
Yep.
But no victims. He didn't shoot anybody, but I imagine that he was probably on some type of medication as well.
Are you talking about just recently, or are you talking about this kid out in Conyers, Georgia?
Just recently.
Oh, just recently. What was that? How'd that play out?
A teacher actually talked him down.
Mm-hmm.
It's been within the last month.
Yeah. Well, you know, in public schools, Chris, what they're doing is they got something called teen screens. They're setting the students up for the fall. See, folks, they got to convince you that you need their medications. And so what they're doing is they're setting up these little, you know, these tests that they know that you're going to fail. It's called teen screen. Teen screen. Do your homework, friends, and shut it down in your public schools. Thanks for the phone call, Chris, from Florida. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, First Down 318. Love you by what I do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical an anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.